Jesus Messiah. Name above all names. Blessed Redeemer.
Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and I am happy in it. Praise God. Father God, all I can say is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you, God, for your mind. Your word says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, there's a phenomenon taking place in the world, but I know it's taking place in this U.S. of A. Okay, but I'm telling you, it's taking place in the world, and we have the privilege, glory be to God, of taking part in it and being a part of it. So don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody fool you. Oops, I just knocked some books down, but that God is not moving. He is moving. He is manifesting his glory upon this earth right now. Right now. And though you may not physically be in the flow, spiritually you're there. Sandra H., I want you to get on here and give your testimony that you text me also. Because, brothers and sisters, ever since, God has not been allowing us to lose anything. And if we lose things, he genuinely is sending angels to bring it back. Now, you got to believe that. Just like you got to believe that every word in the Bible is true. And just like you got to believe that not only is it true and not only is it happening, but it is happening for you too. And if it's not happening, it can happen, and it's about to happen because you're around like-minded believers that are stepping out by faith and being a part and a partaker of the happening. Good morning. Good morning. Who's on here? Monica and Jennifer R.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Look, I'm reading what the media is saying. The media said y'all ran out of chairs at 3,000 people. The media said there was over 1,000 people in the overflow, and it was over 3,000 people plus that showed up. What's your report?
The facts are true. There was a big overflow. Not only was there no more seats, but people were still signing up, whether they be volunteers or people that were invited to come and came out. It was amazing, beautiful.
So we had about 1,500 volunteers standing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the media said.
No, because some of them had to sit down, like myself, because we were ushers, and we had to sit down with the offering bucket and envelope to pass around. So we were able to have a seat.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, but the rest were either in their positions at other posts, standing up outside of the tent or inside doing camera and all that.
What's your spiritual report?
This is just the beginning. This is wow.
It's incredible.
Amanda has a report. Amanda, are you going to give your report? Amanda, Are you going to give your report with Dr. Erica? She's right here.
Let me put it on speaker.
Hi, Dr. Erica. Good morning.
Good morning, Amanda.
Okay, so yesterday I didn't say anything to anybody, but last night when we came home from the first day of revival, I told Monica and Richard, I shared with Monica and Richard that I told them, I had a vision yesterday. And I told them, I had a vision of God's hand coming down and spreading something across America, and I don't know what he was spreading, because it just looked like he a big hand coming down and opening and dropping something and moving the hand across America. And I shared with him, I don't know what that part was, that he was, you know, he opened his hand and it sprinkled, or, you know, just like spread across America. And I've been asking him, what is that? What are you letting go across America with? He opened his hand and spread it across America.
Praise God. You know what? Don't ask him nothing else. Wait for him to tell you.
Okay.
If it's from God, you know it's good. That's all you got to know.
I even asked that. I said, is that from God too? Because I don't want to see something that's not from God.
Well, put it like this. You're in the presence of God. You're under the presence of God. You under the blood. The devil ain't going to reach you under that. The devil ain't got time to come through God to do nothing to nobody. Because
okay.
He ain't. He can't even cross the bloodline.
Okay.
He cannot. That's where you got to get rid of your fear of man.
Mm-hmm.
See, that'll stop you from being blessed. And now that you got it out, and now that you told it, we going to be listening to God and listening for God. But you saw it. You the witness. You witnessed it. You're the witness. Amen?
And what does that mean? And what does that mean?
That
I'm the witness? What does that mean?
When you go to court and you testify about something, what are you called?
A witness. Oh, my
okay.
God. That is so cool.
Thank you.
Praise God. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so amazing, Dr. Erica. Every day is amazing. Every day. Being there in the presence of all that this experience is amazing. Like, I feel like this is... I didn't know what to expect because I've never been to a big tent revival like Mr. Morello says. Some of you have never experienced anything like this before, and it's true. I mean, I feel like I'm going back in the time where they did these things.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 60s, where I read about, you know, the revivals back in the day. And to be like part of it, you always think about it and ask God to be a part of it. But this is a dream come true.
Well,
like I get to live it. I get to breathe it. I get to experience it. I get to labor. I get to be in the moment of being able to bring God's people back to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a miracle, to be alive, to be able
to
do that.
No. That's not a miracle. That's supposed to be every day. That's the whole mission of being born again. It's not supposed to be a phenomena. It's supposed to be every day. But you see, and it doesn't have to be in the tent. When you leave the tent, you're taking this home with you. Nobody can ever take this from you. It's yours.
Yes.
It's yours.
Yeah, he did share that with us yesterday.
We're the first Californians under the biggest tent.
Yeah, it was the first crusade that he's had under his brand new tent, which he said we already filled to overcapacity, and it was his first time using it, and he, when he first got it, wasn't sure how he was ever going to fill it. But he said it's expandable. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Mm.
Talk to me, Jennifer. What you feeling? What you feeling?
I can't. It was one of the most profound evenings as a Christian, as a mother, and as a believer. So good. One thing that the Holy Spirit pointed out to me when we were sitting there under the tent, we got there about 2.5-3 hours before everything started, and Holy Spirit brought it to my attention, and I just double checked the numbers myself. But when they did that Satanic Convention in Arizona, they had to sell tickets for that event, and they only sold 350. We had almost five times that amount in just volunteers that came from all over to be there to celebrate and worship and usher in this revival. And I think that there was, you ladies can correct me if you know the final number. I can't remember if you said it was 300 or 500 people that got saved and led to Christ outside. Hmm?
500 people that got saved.
Yes. And it was just for the amount of people that were there under that tent. It was so incredibly.
Can I interject something here, please?
Yes. Yes.
For the amount of believers.
Yes.
Those weren't just ordinary people.
You're right.
Mm-mm.
Thank you.
Those were believers on one accord in one place. Believers.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. So for the amount of believers that were there, the sheer volume of believers, it was so peaceful, so powerful. There was no chaos. It felt just as intimate as if there was just, 10 of us. It was incredible. It was really incredible.
God is incredible.
God is incredible. And we saw the Holy Spirit move. We saw God. It was incredible.
God is incredible. So tell us, give us a little what the sermon meant to you, or just give us a little something.
I will. I'll give you a little something. I'll give you a little something. I just, I'm still unpacking it all, and it was so multi-layered. But I will say that I saw freedom for my daughter right in front of my eyes, and it was incredible. And the specifics of it are hers to tell, but I saw the Holy Spirit move, and I was witness to that. And I too went with expectation, but with no, I was waiting to see how God was going. I just was waiting to see what was going to happen. And He answered prayers in ways that I could never have imagined, and how he did it, and how he's going to get to starting. And it was just beautiful. And so to go there. It was, you know, I've never been to a tent revival service like that at all. And to bring my daughter, who's never been to anything like that before, pushed us both out of our comfort zones. And it was so worth it. And I was able to see my daughter and the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God. And I was on the outside seeing it. And it was just so amazing. And Brother Mario was incredible with his message. And there's so much to it, but I will say, you know, he went through prayer and he talked to everybody, and then he kind of switched gears and said, you know, it's going to be a healing service, and tonight's going to be a night, it's going to be a miracle service tonight. And he, you know, started praying, and people were getting healed throughout the tent, and the Holy Spirit was speaking through him, and it was a sight to behold, the power, the raw power of God.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I'll probably be able to speak more eloquently in the future, but it was just, I'm trying my best, and I'm trying not to just get, I have so many emotions of joy and just awe. I think my takeaway is I'm just in awe of God and the people, his believers, that are so willing and ready to go out on his behalf, and how he's answering his believers' prayers. Just incredible.
Growing in expectation.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Monica?
I said in people, when they're arriving in a spirit of expectation,
mm-hmm,
for the move of God. They're arriving already in great faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the message that he wanted us, as believers, to increase our faith for the miracles that are going to take place. And he gave a breakdown in the difference between a miracle and a healing. And so
yes,
he is asking us to fast and pray a meal so that God can move in supernatural power for miracles
yes,
for today.
Yes.
People
yes,
are hungry. They are hungry for the move of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I believe that Amanda's vision of God pouring out is the scripture in Joel that says, in the last days, I will pour out my flesh, and that your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your men will dream dreams. I believe that this is the kickoff to what we are about to see here in America.
No, what we seeing? You seeing it? And about to see? You seeing
it? Right now, mm-hmm, we're seeing it.
Walking it out.
Lord, you know what? The problem is we abuse God. We abusers. And how are we abusers? We have a doubt and unbelief. That's
yeah,
abuse.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of it and you say we about to see. No, dear. You seeing it. You're yeah, in the middle of it.
Sorry, Lord.
I was talking with Brother Joe this morning. He said, it's a flame. It's a flame. And it's catching on fire everywhere. What you see in New York is not what you see in Hanford, is more of what took place in New York. And then it's going to be more and more and more and more. And you tailliners, you have been being in prep school in preparation for this for as long as you've been on this headline. I'm mm-hmm, just thrilled. I'm just thrilled. You've been groomed for this. You've been trained for this. You've been set up for this. And now when it's here, you say, it's coming. No, it ain't coming. It's here. It's here.
And we're in the midst. And we're in the midst of it.
Yes. 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 I'm shouting and jumping up and down for you because, you see, I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for confirming everything he ever told me to tell you the truth. The
Amen.
Truth.
Amen.
I was delivered under a tent just like that. My demons came out rolling on the sawdust floor just like that. Only it was bigger than that too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And now it's right, you right smack dab in the middle of it. Believe it. You have no reason to doubt God anymore. You have no reason to let doubt and unbelief rest on you anymore.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You in the spout where the glory is being poured out. Drink. Yep. I told you. Drink. Drink. And not only are you there, but you're there in service to God. Do you know what? Do you know what kind of blessing you've been set up for?
A good blessing.
Do you know what kind of blessing you've been set up for?
I was thinking as I was.
You are witness. Yeah. God, you are God made witness. You're a witness.
Yes.
You have no longer any. And guess what? You got 2 days to go, I think, right?
Monday, Tuesday,
Three days.
Today is Monday, right?
Today is Monday. Monday night.
Yeah.
Tuesday night and Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man. You ought to be drunk as a skunk by the time.
I was thinking that yesterday when we were all fulfilling like our usher role, as I was joking with Dr. Erica that we were the muscle, right? And as I was collecting the offerings and putting them in the bucket, and then we all, the Jesus believers, we all kind of just gravitated towards each other, and we all went up to bring the offerings up.
Oh, Lord.
Together.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. I was like, this is incredible. Like, what an honor. Who would have thought that we would be under the tent? And we all ended up being ushers. We all ended up, and we all found each other, came together, and then we all brought the offering up together as a group.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, it was
and
just so crazy. It was so great.
Go ahead, Sister Donna.
And not only that, we had a lot of other Jesus believers that we met there.
Huh?
Let me tell her how it happened. So
yes, Donna's on, right?
Out of the blue, when I get there, all of a sudden, I see a sister. She runs up to me, and she says, "Are you one of Sister Erica's? You're with the Jesus Believers Church." And I said, turned around. I said, "What?" I said, "Yes. Who are you?" She said, "Oh, I'm Sister Brenda. I listen to her every single day. She's a general in the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Our whole church, we're trying to follow her. We're trying to learn, and we're getting delivered." And I was like, "What?" So I go and I say hi to her. Well, I was trying to tell Sister Monica. I was like, "There are others among us, you know, here. You know, it's just amazing. This is a big thing." But all the way at the end of everything, we're standing near the restroom area. And she's volunteering as well. And I see her, and I'm like, "Sister Monica, you guys, we got to go and take a picture." And apparently there's more with her. And
wow.
They're all with her, and we begin to gather. And it's this huge group of us, it seems. And I go back, and I say, "Listen, remember when Sister Brenda ran up to me,
how did you all know that I was a Jesus Believers Church? And she said, through the Holy Spirit.
Oh!
Got discernment, glory be to God, got discernment and said to the other sister, I think she's one of them. She's with Jesus Believers Church. And the other one said, well, I'm bold enough. I'll run it up and I'll see if she is. I believe. So she ran and she saw me. And so the whole message, it started to flower. And so we had so many of us. And many of them live in California and different places. And we all were together. So we took a big picture on your birthday. And we celebrated. And it was the most amazing thing because it all started from the Holy Spirit. They didn't even know who we were, how we looked, or anything.
And it was the anointing.
It was amazing.
You see?
And we...
God is amazing.
He's so amazing.
We caused a huge ruckus over by, like, it was like, it just seemed like we, all of a sudden the group was, like Donna said, like there were so many of us and we were so loud and we were worshiping and yelling Jesus Believers. And then three of the women had shofar, so they busted them out. We were literally dancing and singing and they were blowing shofars and they were just amazing. And it was so cool. It was, people were just standing around watching us because we were like just ridiculous in the Lord. It was great. They were wonderful. It was like just when you thought the night couldn't get any better, it was kind of the icing on the top, finding the rest of our spiritual family there. It was so cool.
In the midst of thousands of people, they found us.
I'm speechless. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God. And I guess another thing I experienced was I was amazed that he mentioned A.A. Allen.
He did.
Oh, Jesus.
He did.
Go ahead.
He mentioned A.A. Allen, and he says, yeah, you know, I know you guys might think he's a controversial figure, but let me tell you something. He was, you know, used by God, you know, did many miracles. And he said one thing that changed my life forever. And I'm like, what was it, you know, in my mind? And he goes, he said, I am not a healer. I'm a Jesus. I'm a believer. A Jesus believer, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, because many signs will follow those who believe.
Yeah.
So,
and the crowd went wild. It was crazy.
And everybody went wild. And it was just like, wow. It was like, this is all exactly, like, we're perfectly positioned. We're right on point. Our training and things that have happened prior and what God has done has put us in a position where we can literally get the word of God and be particularly and perfectly positioned to receive this word from the Lord. And it's like they're speaking our language. The minister is speaking our language. So, and then another thing was when he prayed, my stomach was a little anxiety, like it had a little bit of like a little anxiety in my stomach, and I just felt a peace over my whole tummy. So it was so nice. My stomach went into peace, and it was it felt so good, and I was like praising the Lord. And it was just so amazing. It was so amazing. It's like the whole day. And then when we get to the actual event, it just multiplies. The people were so good. Everybody's expecting a miracle coming in there. And I got to pray with a few people and the greeter's job and everything I'm doing. And they put you with prayer people.
Uh-huh.
And I got to pray with a few people and bind some demons and got to God gave me some words of knowledge for one man, and he literally matched up exactly what was going on with him. And as the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, and I'm asking him questions, and he's just like,
Yeah, and then at the end, he's just like, yeah, and as a matter of fact, exactly what you're talking about, I just dreamt about last night. I'm like,
oh God.
Mm-hmm. Off the chain. It was so amazing. And I was just like, what? I'm like, well, I guess he would have led with that, right? Because I was just like, well, I'm just saying these questions. I said, and he said, wow, you're just speaking so direct. And I said, oh, yeah, that's how I am. I'm just direct. I said, but I'm not asking you these questions because I'm asking these questions. I'm asking these questions because the Holy Spirit is speaking to my heart and he's telling me things. And so I'm just saying them straight to you. I said, because I could be clever and cunning and conniving, but that's not God. And so he said, yeah, I guess so. Well, let me tell you. I said, well, praise the Lord. So we started praying. I gave him one of the video clips to take a picture of on my phone for A.A. Allen. And mm-hmm. I was talking to him. I didn't get him to finish because I was trying to, you know, give him an invitation so he could also get the Jesus Believers information. So mm-hmm. we didn't finish, but I'm sure I'll see him today because he's a volunteer. So okay. it was literally amazing. It was literally amazing. The Lord was just with us, and the Lord was guiding us. My nephew called out of the blue, and I got to talk to him. I never, ever talked to my nephew. He was calling me, and I got to tell him, it just came over me real strong what to say to him, because he was like, yeah. You know, I feel like the family is a little bit more divided and things aren't. And I said, all that came over me so strong. I said, you know, we're going to be united, but we're going to be united even better than before because mm-hmm. God is drawing all of our families from all the extended sources. And I said, and then we're getting all together this time under Jesus, and we're going to fall down on our knees, and we're going to repent, and we're going to worship God together.
Yes.
And he was like, wow. And then I said, I'm so sorry. I said, but you know what? I'm just now getting from the Lord all this time. I said, I thought that because I didn't come from much at all, and I thought, oh, God bless me to, you know, get an education and learn things and get Jesus and get information and basically become a pretty sophisticated person. And I thought I didn't take my sophistication. I'm telling him this. And I thought I'd take my sophistication, and then I'd give it back over to the Lord. Lord would be proud of me, like an earthly father. But God has shown me that, no, he chose me because I didn't have anything, so that I would have had to depend on him. And when I depend on him, he's going to give me everything through him, and that's how it'll happen. And
yeah.
He just poured over me. Mm. And he said, yeah, wow. He said, oh, my goodness, that's beautiful. That's what's going on. I said, yeah, that's what it is. I said, we don't have nothing without him, but we got everything with him, and we're about to go forth, you know, into victory. And it was just an amazing thing. So, that was before we even went. And I have one more testimony that I'm going to tell you guys that I did not share yesterday. And that's it, and I'm done. But when I got here, you all, I didn't tell anybody. Didn't even tell my husband. But somehow my lung was slightly hurting. I don't know all the ramifications of it, but my left lung in particular. And I said, oh, my goodness, I made it all the way here. I get off the plane. I get to my, you know, hotel and stuff, and my lung is hurting. That makes no sense. First of all, I never have those kind of situations. And I said, this is awfully weird. I said, it can't be that I'm not going to be able to participate after all of this. And the Spirit of the Lord came over me. And I said something I never said before. I looked in the mirror and I said, okay, Jesus, I'm handing over to you right now my left lung. Take my left lung in your hand, Lord. I know if you take my left lung in your hand, then you'll protect it, you'll keep it, you'll do whatever needs to be done because I don't even know what to pray. I don't need to know to heal me, do this. I just said, take it in your hand, Jesus. Take it in your hand, Jesus. I give it to you right now. I might have said it twice. Literally, after I walked out of the bathroom, my lung began to feel healed.
Mm-hmm.
It is a miracle. The miracle started from the very beginning.
They already have begun.
And my lungs has not felt anything. I know it was an attack of the enemy, just a straight up unequivocal attack. He wanted to see, can I, you know, get doubt and unbelief? I'm like, no. I said, it's Jesus's. And then I started to hand off other organs in my body, and I started to hand off my body. I said, well, forget it. He did great with the lungs. What else you want, Jesus? Come on, take this. Why don't you take this? Why don't you take this? Take that. So he's been taking it all. But it was just like that. I didn't even know what to say. I just said, Jesus, take my lung in your hand. That's it. If it's in your hand, if it's with you, I don't need it in my body. Just take it in your hand. You do. You put in your hand, I know that it'll be all right. And that was it. So praise and glory and honor and thanksgiving be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, listen to this. I'm about to open Sister Sandra mic right now. Listen to this. Sister Sandra.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. Can you share?
Jesus Believers Church.
Yes, yes. Can you share what else is going on? It's flowing. It's flowing.
It's flowing. Yes, miracles. Saturday morning, I woke up and I noticed that the diamond from my diamond ring was missing. I'm like, how did that happen that the diamond is just gone from the ring? Isn't that welded in there or something? You know? And so I'm like trying to remember like where we were the previous night. We were at church. I remember lifting up my hands. I remember it was there on the ring. Now, it could be anywhere. You know, it could literally be anywhere, on the street, on the car, at the church, carpet, who knows? But I searched everywhere. I searched the jeans I was wearing. I searched the coat I was wearing. We shook out the bedroom rug. We swept. I ran my little vacuum in hopes that maybe it would pick it up. And then I carefully went through the dustbin looking for it. Everywhere we could possibly look, I looked and could not find it. So, and I just like, you know, the diamond is so small. I mean, it literally could be anywhere. And I knew like, unless, you know, God really brings it back, then it's gone. Right. But anyway, later on in the day, me and my husband, we were in the car. And I was waiting for him in the car. And then all of a sudden it occurred to me, I remembered, it was brought back to my memory about how, Dr. Erica, when you lost, I believe it was your keys.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another sister that lost some jewelry.
Olitha.
Olitha. I love you, Olitha. How you all prayed and asked God to send the angels to go retrieve that item and bring it back. And so right there at that moment in the car, I said, Lord, would you please send out your angels, retrieve that item, that diamond, and bring it back to me? Amen. And so I went to go reach my hand into my coat pocket to get my glasses out. When I reached my hand into the coat pocket to get the glasses, I pulled out the diamond. There in my
wow.
hand.
Wow. God.
It was there in my hand.
Thank you, Lord.
And when my husband came back and got in the car, I told him, I said, look, I want to show you something. And I pulled out the diamond. I don't know what went through his head, hon. I don't know what's going through his head, but that was a miracle.
That's a miracle.
That small little stone to appear.
It is a miracle.
Out of all the places it could have been, you know, how easy it would have been to just drop it anywhere. But the prongs that hold the diamond, the whole thing was broke off. Oh, strange. But you know what? Saturday, it was the end of the fast.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let me tell you that this year is going to be my Jubilee birthday.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I was going to call you, Dr. Eric, or text you, but I was going to tell you, guess what? So we're going to New York. So we're all booked for New York.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now
Amen.
We got to get, I think the next crusade is Oklahoma. I got to find out. It's Oklahoma. So you might want to check that out. Okay, before New York. Oklahoma's going to be before New York.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to be getting the next crew ready for Oklahoma.
Dr. Erica,
okay.
It's Jennifer, if I could just say something.
Yeah.
That just struck me from Sister Sandra's testimony is that yesterday morning you were talking to us about leading souls to Jesus and getting our diamond in heaven just yesterday.
Oh,
and,
man.
Yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
When I,
See,
yes,
Jennifer
when I heard,
told me that, and I was not
yes.
even on deadline Saturday morning.
She told me that when we talked briefly yesterday, and she told me that, and I said, Dr. Erica was just talking about diamonds and our diamonds in heaven for lost souls. Every time we lead someone to Jesus, I said, and you, I said, God in the natural manifested a perfect example of calling upon him, and you got your diamond. Like, I just was floored by that. I thought it was just too good. Too good.
Too good.
Now,
I just had to interject.
Listen to this. Yesterday, another circumstance came up, and I told these TED learners, I said, why don't you go and pray by the water? I said, as a matter of fact, you're right there by Galveston Bay. I said, why don't you go over there? And so then I called and then I talked to another TED learner because this TED learner was going through some stuff. And this is what they sent me back. I'm going to try to put it on, I'm going to play it twice. Listen. I'm gonna try to get it to work, but anyway, they sent me back the fact that my suggestion was to go by the water and pray about this. That's the water. That's the Gulf of Mexico. They went to Galveston, and they went by the water, and they kneeled down and prayed. So all of this is going on right now. Those are the seagulls here. And the Gulf of Mexico. I all of this is going on in the life of believers from this ministry. I am just thrilled. Thrilled isn't even the right word. I'm so speechless. We got headliners all over the world. And they magnifying and honoring God. And then you tell me that some showed up and y'all were connected by the Holy Spirit. You know what? I would go through everything I've been through all over again if I had to. But thank God I don't have to. But to get to this point right here, like I say, it's a dream come true. Talk about God giving you the desires of your heart. Because, see, my job, and if you look at some of my old podcasts, if you look at some of my old videos, when I used to have websites up titled Reconnect to Jesus, and connect to God. Connect to God. The whole purpose. I used to run around and people thought I was like crazy saying that deliverance is the true soul-saving ministry. Because deliverance frees you up to fill you up with God. Mm-hmm. With God. And now, this is the best birthday present I ever had. I mean, you know, I guess, what can I say? Heaven on earth. Heaven has come down and is touching earth. And you are going up. Connected to God. I don't have nothing else to say, but it is good to be loved by God and to know it and to know it and to know him. Because see, it's all about him. It's all about him. Don't you know the devil is 44 magnum mad right now? The devil is mad. He mad. Why is he so mad? Because, see, he thought he was winning. Ain't no way he will ever win because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But it is so good to know you're loved by God. It's so good, good, good. Jessica posted some of the old stuff connecting you to God.
No, I won't fear. No, I won't worry. I know you're here. So who can bring me down? You never leave. You don't forget me. You're listening, even when I don't make a sound. Oh, heaven knows that I've never been perfect. Oh, there's nothing I can do to deserve it. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you. Though my brokenness has seen some days, your mercy's still brand new. It's good to be loved by you. So good to be loved by you. It don't run out. It's never ending. It goes as far as the east is from the west. Oh, though I've never come worse to explain it,
tomorrow with your report tomorrow. I can't wait. It's gonna burn.
Hallelujah.
No, I won't fear. No, I won't worry. I know you're here. So who can bring me down? You never leave. You don't forget me. You're listening, even when I don't make a sound. Oh, heaven knows that I've never been perfect. Oh, there's nothing I can do to deserve it. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you. Though my brokenness has seen some days, your mercy's still brand new. It's good to be loved by you. So good to be loved by you. It don't run out. It's never ending. It goes as far as the east is from the west.
My brokenness has seen some days. Your mercy still brings.